Hello, folks. This is a Knick Knack podcast. I'm Knick Knack. I'm a queer and self-identified autist with a variety of deep interests. This podcast is a kind of audio blog where I share my views in pursuit of greater awareness and emotional relief. Hopefully, the greater awareness is a bigger component, but I can't deny the emotional relief. Today, I want to focus on the treatments that I've experienced for my divergence and why I feel very apoplectic about them and their alleged scientific merit. There is no doubt that many kinds of divergence place the people that experience it at odds with conformity culture. Many seem to think that eradicating forms of divergence through treatment and genetic research is the key. The debate is quite fierce. I feel I have something to contribute. So grab a breath and a beverage, and let's get started. I've been struggling to write some version of this episode since at least June. So many views my particular combination of divergence and physical limitations as a problematic threat that it's scary to talk about it in any capacity, hence masking. But the minor earthquake that took place in the last episode has loosened the fault. Expect aftershocks. As mentioned in episode 15, season 7, entitled Normal is Overrated, I've been in treatment for most of my now 36.92 years. At the time I wrote and recorded Normal is Overrated, I was just beginning to think outside of the medical lens, but largely still thinking inside of it. A few months later, the only change has been a modicum of self-acceptance and additional communal research in the midst of a medically guided medication reduction and still more social faux pas, failed connections, and ostracization. I can never say that word right. Please forgive me. Hopefully you know what I mean. Logically, there doesn't seem to be a knowable answer here. But, as is often the case, just because the right answer isn't knowable doesn't mean that the answers that we've provided are right. Wrong is wrong, no matter how you look at it. And as ever, I can really only spell out what's wrong and dimly hang on to the hope that right will eventually emerge. But in my case, the clock is ticking. Given the nature of who I am, the choices it leads me to make, along with the current state of the external world, endurance is a Herculean effort every moment of every day. At the very least, I've made some progress in relearning how to cry, and I have some peer and medical support, though not nearly enough of either. Peer support is tricky because you can't give or get it casually beyond the level of your peer group. I am extremely lucky to have a peer group that includes people who have studied psychology more than I. And that's saying something. I put a lot of energy and effort into studying psychology on my own. I'd estimate that makes my peer group a better resource than is available to most. I appreciate my privilege here, but still know it's a finite resource, complicated by distance and the realities of friendships. For me, and I suspect for many others, professional warm lines and centers are often a worse option than peer support. I've worked briefly at a peer warm line, and I've called that same warm line prior to working there. Honestly speaking, it doesn't work well on either end, due to the limited training and the limits placed on the type of feedback a professional peer advocate can legally provide in the state of California. Additionally, as a peer working at a warm line, I know all too well the stress of taking the calls and doing my best while simultaneously dealing with my own crap. For me, that stress was way more than I could handle sustainably. So, another dead end, so far as I'm concerned. Unfortunately, when one's needs exceed the capacity of peer support, family and medical professionals are the only resource left. Most of the family I have that I choose to associate with is in medicine and education. On the surface, that might seem like an advantage. It's anything but when it comes to my experience of autism. Family members told me I was autistic for years. They handle it in the way medicine and education do for the most part. Mixed in, of course, with the family component. A component that is tremendously complicated by the fact that I am a cancer survivor and autistic. Double threat. The long and short of it is that my best resource is medicine. And the medical and scientific community just don't know enough about how to help. Or more cynically, if they do, they are intentionally going in the opposite direction due to the dynamics of Western culture. I'm not entirely sure which is more true. Both are probably true to one degree or another. In the hopes that anyone in my support circle may hear this articulation, which is going to be better than anything I could cobble together in person, I will try yet again. I've come to like and accept most aspects of being an autistic, physically limited, queer, and trans person. Please, when addressing me, do so as respectfully as possible. I'm not lacking intellectually. My name is Nick Knack. I use they/them pronouns. I'm struggling to get to a place of gender and orientational neutrality. I don't take great concern about my physical appearance because it holds little relevance to my day-to-day life. Long hair helps discourage eye contact. The only real social cue I can read is vocal tone. I'm often not aware of social missteps in the moment. That is a limitation, but it doesn't negate my intellect. I have the capacity for empathy, albeit sporadically. I analyze and internalize every social interaction the way the NTSB investigates an air accident. My ability to hyperfocus and analyze is my superpower. I have great difficulty expressing that superpower. These episodes, lately, have been taking 12 hours or more to produce. And that's when there's no interview, no social component to it at all, at least in their recording and production end. At minimum, I have to plan out my interactions in my mind and be very precise in the language I choose. I often miss the mark due to the pace of a social setting and because I'm an imperfect, self-involved human, just like every other human. Like I say, being physically limited, my autism is my superpower. I don't use person-first language these days because I would not be who I am were it not for my genetic inheritance and the traumatic life experience that inheritance led to. I choose not to reproduce because I am not suited to parenthood and I would not wish this type of life on anyone without their consent. I stress that is a personal choice that does not necessarily stand for every member of the community. And in my case, as well as being a personal choice, it's also circumstantial. If you can't socially connect, you can't reproduce. The topic, of course, of passing on your genes and reproducing if you're autistic or divergent in any way is extremely complicated and an extremely personal choice. People have the right to make their own personal choice, especially when it comes to that. I wish the entire species would put less emphasis on reproduction, but it is the way it is. Going back to me, who I am is often painful physically and mentally. Right now, I'm enduring quite a bit of pain. Not to the extent that it would put myself or anyone in danger, but it is pain, and it is difficult. Still, that pain has an advantage, because it's pain that leads to creative divergent ability. Nothing else. I don't mind medications that may dull some pain, but I'm not interested in research or treatment methodology that is in any way designed to, quote, cure, unquote, my divergent qualities. I know myself and my limits better than anyone else ever will. When it comes to medicine and scientific research, I see the degrees. I see the experience based on the external view. And in some contexts, it's valuable. I see that research is being done to try and understand the human brain. I see the various attempts to create therapies that work. But I know that little, if any of it, comes remotely close to capturing and understanding the way I experience the world, because it fails to account for the internal experience, by and large. If scientific and medical practitioners can sufficiently prove that their interests are focused on meeting my individual needs and creating a world where I can thrive, I will happily play along to any extent necessary to further research and knowledge and actual understanding. But you have to meet me halfway. This means respecting my gender, respecting my unique learning needs and limitations, and respecting my varying and often limited capacity for social interaction and leaving the house. More so, in the current circumstance, as incompetent fools create a policy that allows an illness to run rampant to such an extent that we will soon be no better off than Europe was during the plague. Early in life, I had to redefine my life based on my physical and social abilities. I've had to dismiss most of the physical and social elements of the so-called average life because I just can't do them successfully on the terms of the outside world. Consequently, most things that aren't 95% or more intellectual and solitary are out. Again, I'm speaking only for myself here. Please. Please, please remember, it's called autism spectrum disorder because this neurological variation occurs differently in every individual. In my case, my limits cannot be changed through treatment techniques that aim to alter behaviors and reduce physical limits. That's been tried to death by people of varying skill levels for approximately 34.75 years. If these methods worked even moderately, it would have shown by now. And I'll add that I work extremely hard between appointments to try and implement the suggestions that have been given to me. It doesn't work. It just doesn't work. What I need, more than anything else, is the ability to get services remotely that focus on enabling me to lead the life I choose to live. That means I need someone to attend to the domestic elements as a service and just check on me once in a while. That means I need some help managing my resources and making choices. That means I need housing security and in-unit laundry. That means I need access to transportation that isn't public. That means I need to be able to do creative projects and game and stim as needed, without having to worry or wonder if the few things I can do well will threaten my ability to sustain myself. When it comes to treatment itself, all I need is a safe space to process my thoughts and find words for what I'm experiencing, enabling my autistic superpower that occurs between the sessions. I say again, in my case, external behavior modification efforts are not helpful. Hell, even the internal efforts that I do of my own volition aren't helpful. The fact of the matter is, few services currently available to me offer any of that. Much, if not all, the support for autistic people in the US simply goes away once you turn 23 or so. And that's not okay. That's not right. I think I and others that are labeled as inadequate in any manner are doing our best as often as our capacity allows. You could spend hours disguising or distorting reality behind political tactics and linguistics, but it doesn't matter what terms you use outside of personal preference and respect. The truth is the same. We live in an ableistic and monolistic society that is hell-bent on mocking, stigmatizing, and depriving anyone that doesn't fit in of their needs. This is anything but a civilized society. I have no qualms dying on this hill. After so many years of living a life of social deprivation and ostracization, again, can't say the word, but please respect that I tried, the conclusion is pretty simple. People that fail to meet societal standards aren't failures. Society is the failing element. Every time a student gets an F, that's the education system's F. Every time someone is deemed unemployable, that's the private and public sector proving themselves unfit employers. Every time someone is evicted and consequently arrested for nothing more than being a public eyesore, that's society admitting it can't do its job. Every time someone's needs go unseen by friends, family, and medicine, that's society proving its callousness. I've had friends that have chosen not to continue. Some of them close, some of them not. I don't always understand or know their reasoning, but I sure as hell respect that choice. We don't choose the world we live in. And whatever experience we are born into only offers limited freedom. I've yet to make such a choice. And as long as I have my needs met, can live quasi-independently, and can express myself freely, the requisite pain of life seems somewhat endurable. But I can promise you, losing my ability to express myself and have my own space would be a death sentence. If people like myself are worth a damn to you, you will do everything within your power and capacity to help. Real help comes down to ensuring a person's needs are met and empathetically listening to them. Nothing else. Seems so strange and bitterly ironic that psychology hasn't progressed nearly one iota since Maslow and Rosenberg figured it out. It's almost like society has spent the last 48 years or so intentionally forgetting the tremendous thought that took place in the mid to late 20th century. Get over that amnesia, please. Lives depend on it. If you want to help, please reach out to people that you know need help. And if you want to help me specifically and support my work in the form of feedback or donations, please head to knickknackpod.net. That's NICNACPOD.net. Reviews in the podcast apps help as well. The music is Raindrop Rhapsody by Josh Elkenberry, and Catch Me If You Can by Attica Attica. You can find Attica Attica at atticaattica.bandcamp.com. I thank Attica Attica and Josh for allowing their creations to be used in this production. I share and know the value of the Creative Commons approach to intellectual creations, which is why the Knick Knack Podcast and FS Runalong series is copyright 2006 through 2021 by Knick Knack Marsh and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial 4.0 International License. I thank you so much for taking the time to listen. I know it isn't easy when I'm having a difficult time, but I think the episodes that are produced when I'm having difficulty are probably the better ones. May you find the safety and support you need to empower you and meet your needs. Stay safe. Stay sane. Stay healthy. Get vaccinated. Happy railroading. Happy landings. Bye.
My back, I'm on the boat against the rail, with the wind against my back, I'm on their dreams.